You're listening to The Million Dollar Mistake. Why your company's obsession with marketing response measurement is costing you customers. Written by Dan Krause, co-founder of Shift Advertising. In this book, Dan explores how the constant chase for marketing metrics can distract companies from what really matters, building meaningful connections with customers and long-term brand growth. Introduction. I've been working with growing businesses from startup to 250 million since fax machines were considered high tech. I've helped marketing evolve from Yellow Pages ads to Yahoo directories to YouTube pre-rolls. But in 4 decades of working with manufacturers, wholesalers, B2B service providers, and the occasional B2C service company, one thing hasn't changed. Small business owners still think every marketing dollar needs to directly produce a sale, and it's killing their growth. I get it. When I started in business in 1986, marketing and sales was simpler. You dialed for dollars and appointments, ran an ad in a trade publication, attended a few trade shows, and sales reps did the rest. But here's what's changed. Your buyers now make 70% to as much as 90% of their purchase decision before they ever talk to your sales team. They're researching, comparing, using AI, and eliminating vendors while your team is still sending emails and leaving voicemails. 1. The expensive reality of being a nobody. Let me paint you a picture. I see constantly. A prospective client comes to me frustrated. Our new customer sales cycle takes 9 months. We can sell to our existing customers all day, every day. They love us. But new customers, we don't get enough at-bats, and by the time we actually close a deal, we've invested $15,000 in sales hours just explaining who we are and why we're a better choice. Here's the brutal math. When you're unknown, every sales conversation starts at zero. Your talented salespeople spend the first few meetings just establishing that you're a legitimate company and offer a viable alternative. Meanwhile, your competitor, who invested in brand awareness, starts their first meeting talking solutions, not credentials. The result? They close a new customer in 3 months instead of your 9 months, while you're still sending follow-up emails to circle back next quarter. 2. The hidden costs you're not calculating. Beyond that wasted investment in sales hours, there are invisible costs eating your margins. Your top salespeople, the ones you pay the most, are spending 60% of their time on education instead of persuasion. That's like paying a surgeon to explain what surgery is instead of performing it. Consider the opportunity cost. While your rep spends 3 months educating one prospect who might buy, your competitor's salesperson is working 3 qualified opportunities who already trust them. The math is devastating. They're closing 3 times more business with the same headcount. Then there's the proof tax. Unknown companies need 3 times more case studies, twice as many references, and often have to offer pilot programs or extended warranties just to overcome the trust gap. That's pure margin erosion caused by anonymity. 3. Brand power. The direct path to premium pricing and higher margins. Strong brands command price premiums averaging 13% over generic competitors, according to McKinsey Research. But in B2B markets, this premium can reach 20 to 40% for category leaders. This isn't about gouging customers. It's about the value perception that brand strength creates, the price perception reality. Bain & Company's research reveals that B2B companies with strong brands achieve 31% higher shareholder returns, driven primarily by their ability to maintain pricing power during competitive pressure. When customers trust your brand, they're paying for reduced risk, proven expertise, and peace of mind, not just products or services. Consider Caterpillar's remarkable pricing power. Despite numerous lower-priced competitors, Caterpillar commands a 15 to 20% price premium on comparable equipment. Their decades of brand building mean customers willingly pay more because nothing runs like a cat. Represents reliability that protects their own business operations. In 2023, this pricing power contributed to operating margins of 17.2%, significantly higher than industry averages of 10 to 12%. The commoditization shield. Without brand differentiation, you're trapped in a race to the bottom. Research from Simon Kusher and Partners found that 72% of companies are engaged in price wars, but companies with strong brand positioning are 2.5 times more likely to achieve their pricing targets. 3M provides a masterclass in using brand to escape commoditization. Their post-it notes command a 40% premium over generic sticky notes. Through consistent innovation messaging and brand building, they've convinced customers that paying more ensures consistent quality and adhesive performance. This premium pricing strategy contributes to 3M's sustained gross margins above 45%. The trust premium in professional services. McKinsey's research on B2B services shows that trusted brands can charge 7 to 23% higher rates than lesser-known competitors offering identical services. This trust premium is particularly pronounced in professional services where outcomes are intangible and risk is high. Deloitte exemplifies this principle. Despite numerous qualified accounting firms, Deloitte's Big Four brand status allows them to charge premium rates that are often 30 to 50% higher than mid-tier firms for similar services. Their brand represents not just expertise, but also credibility with stakeholders, regulatory compliance assurance, and reduced audit risk. This pricing power drives operating margins that consistently exceed 15%. The innovation halo effect. Strong brands create what economists call innovation rent through the ability to charge premium prices for new offerings based on brand trust rather than proven performance. Research from the Journal of Marketing found that strong brands can price new products 17% higher at launch compared to weak brands even with identical features. Quantifying the margin impact. Harvard Business School research shows that a 1% improvement in price realization, or charging closer to list price, yields an average 11.1% improvement in operating profit. This far exceeds the impact of volume or cost improvements. Brands with strong awareness achieve 8% better price realization on average. IBM's transformation illustrates this. By repositioning from hardware manufacturer to trusted AI and cloud partner through sustained brand investment, they've increased software and consulting margins from 35% to over 55%, while hardware margins remained flat. Their brand evolution directly enabled premium pricing in higher margin categories. The bottom line on pricing power. Brand strength isn't a soft metric. It's a hard driver of financial performance. Companies with strong brands enjoy 13 to 20% price premiums on average, 50% lower price elasticity, which means customers are less sensitive to increases, 25% higher win rates in competitive bids at premium prices, 35% lower customer acquisition costs or offsetting margin pressure. For a $50 million B2B company, developing brand-driven pricing power that enables just a 5% price increase represents $2.5 million in pure margin improvement. This likely doubles or triples the marketing return compared to volume-focused strategies. 4. Brand marketing as a customer retention and repurchase driver. While most businesses focus brand marketing efforts on acquisition, there is real value in how brand awareness drives retention and repeat purchases among existing customers. The retention power of brand investment. According to research from Antovo's Global Customer Loyalty Report, companies that invest in brand building alongside their loyalty programs see 39% higher customer lifetime value compared to those running transactional programs alone. The reason is simple. Customers need ongoing reasons to choose you beyond price and convenience. Apple exemplifies this perfectly. Despite premium pricing, they maintain a 90.5% customer retention rate, the highest in the industry. Their continuous brand storytelling, product launches, and community building keep existing customers engaged between purchases, making each new product feel like a must-have rather than an option, creating emotional bonds that drive repurchase. Research from Harvard Business School found that customers who are emotionally connected to a brand have a 306% higher lifetime value and recommend brands at a rate of 71%, compared to 45% for merely satisfied customers. Starbucks demonstrates this through their brand-forward approach to customer retention. Beyond their rewards program, they invest heavily in brand experiences, from store ambience to social causes. The result? Their most engaged customers visit 16 times per month and account for 40% of total sales. Some of us are there far more than that. The advocacy effect. Retained customers who are also brand advocates spend 31% more on average and have 50% higher referral rates. When customers feel connected to your brand story, they become active participants in sharing it, creating a compound effect on both retention and acquisition. 5. Why B2B companies resist brand building and why they're wrong. I used to say 20 years ago that brand marketing didn't get you leads, but lead gen marketing will build your brand. And then the tools and buyer behavior changed. Our prospects got really, really good at using superb tools for research and decision making. And if your brand doesn't show up when they research, you're not considered. After 40 years of talking to business owners, I can predict the objections to spending on brand building. Our buyers are rational. They only care about specs and price. Really? Then why does McKinsey data show that B2B buyers are actually more emotionally connected to their vendors than consumers are to consumer brands? Your buyers are risking their reputation on vendor choices. Trust matters more than any spec sheet. Brand awareness is for Nike and Coca-Cola, not for industrial suppliers. Tell that to Grainger, Fastenal, or any successful B2B company built in the last 20 years. The difference between a commodity supplier and a premium partner is brand. We can't measure brand awareness return on investment. That's crazy talk. Companies have been measuring it since before Google Analytics existed. Today's tools make it easier than ever. Here are two non-expensive ways to do this. 1. Direct revenue attribution. Set up brand lift tracking. Create a unique landing page for your brand awareness content like /insights or /resources. Use UTM parameters, the code snippets added to your URLs to track everyone who visits. Then watch what percentage of these visitors eventually request a quote or demo within 90 days. Google Analytics will help here. 2. Track sales velocity. Track your sales metrics before and after brand awareness campaigns using a simple spreadsheet. Document: 1st, average days from first contact to close deal. 2nd, win rate against competitors. And 3rd, average deal size. One caveat, you have to track this for a minimum of 2 average sales cycles. If your sales cycles take 60 days on average, then do this for 120 days. 6. The relationship revolution. What brand awareness really means. Here's where most growing B2B companies get it wrong. Brand awareness isn't about pretty logos or clever taglines. It's about pre-building relationships at scale. Think about the last time you recommended a vendor to a colleague. Did you recommend the cheapest option? Or did you recommend the company you trust, the one whose expertise you've witnessed over time? Your potential customers are having those conversations right now. If they've never heard of you, you're not in the conversation. If they've seen your helpful content, read your insights, or noticed your presence in discussions, you're already on the shortlist. Note for the listener, when I use the phrase content, I am referring to useful information you share freely, such as articles, videos, or guides, not a sale pitch. You are demonstrating expertise rather than claiming it. 7. The psychology of B2B trust. Why familiarity beats features. Here's something important from behavioral psychology that explains why brand awareness is so powerful in B2B sales. It's called the mere exposure effect, discovered by psychologist Robert Zyong. Simply stated, people prefer things they've seen before, even if they don't consciously remember seeing them. In B2B, this translates to ambient credibility. When a prospect has seen your company name 10 times across different contexts, an advertisement here, a LinkedIn post, a webinar invitation there, a mention in an industry article, their brain categorizes you as established without them consciously evaluating your credentials. This isn't manipulation. It's understanding how humans make decisions under uncertainty. Your buyers are drowning in options. Their brains use shortcuts to filter choices. Have I heard of them? Is the first filter. If the answer is no, you might never get past it, regardless of your superior features or pricing. 8. The modern B2B buyer's journey, where sales cycles go to die. In 1986, you could map a buyer's journey on a napkin. Today, it looks like a plate of spaghetti. Your typical buyer might read an industry article mentioning a problem, Google solutions during lunch, and then see an AI snippet that intrigued them. Ask peers in a LinkedIn group, then asked Claude, ChatGPT, and Grok, what they thought. Watch YouTube videos at home. Download white papers anonymously. Look at what your employees say on Glassdoor. Stalk your company leadership on LinkedIn. Check review sites. Then maybe fill out your contact form if they haven't gotten a referral to a specific person to talk to. If you only show up in those last few steps, you're competing against companies who've been building trust throughout the entire journey. 9. Real numbers from real companies. Let me share what happened to companies that embraced brand awareness, B2B digital sales room implementation. Both HubSpot and Salesforce implemented digital sales rooms as part of their brand awareness and relationship building strategy. HubSpot experienced a 25% reduction in sales cycle length and a 15% increase in close rates. Salesforce saw similar results with a 30% reduction in sales cycle length and a 25% increase in deal closure rates. The key? Buyers already knew who they were before entering the sales process, making trust building significantly faster. The multiplier effect in action. Let's dig deeper into what these numbers really mean. When HubSpot reduced their sales cycle by 25%, they didn't just close deals faster, they fundamentally changed their business economics. Shorter cycles mean sales reps can handle 40% more opportunities. Cash flow accelerates, reducing working capital needs. Competitive deals have less time for disruption. Customer satisfaction increases, meaning faster time to value. Yes, HubSpot and Salesforce are both big companies. And it was brand awareness along with being a solid product that helped them get big. Simplify's employee advocacy success. Simplify, an advertising success platform, launched an employee advocacy program that generated nearly $90,000 in earned media value in just 3 months, achieving a 7x return on their investment. Through consistent brand building across social channels, they saw a 50% increase in engagement rate year over year, demonstrating how coordinated brand awareness efforts multiply results. Location-based awareness. When a major commercial retailer combined location-based targeting with brand awareness campaigns, they saw a 265% increase in revenue by balancing promotional content with brand-building content. They reduced their purely promotional content by 60% while increasing overall engagement and sales. 10. The compound effect nobody talks about. Here's the painful learning I've experienced in the past 20 years as Google and now AI have become ubiquitous. As buyers have gained more and more control over the acquisition process, brand awareness doesn't just add to your sales efforts, it multiplies them. When prospects recognize your name, cold calls become warm conversations, proposals get read, not skinned. Price becomes less important than trust. Referrals happen without asking. Competitors become column fodder instead of you. This compound recognition effect means that every impression builds on the last, creating exponential returns over time. 11. Your 90-day brand awareness starter plan. You don't have to hire an agency, but you may want to get some help to ensure consistency. Here's exactly what a growing B2B company, really any company, should do. Days 1 to 30. Foundation. Optimize your LinkedIn profiles, company and personal. Create one substantial piece of helpful content, an industry guide or research report. Start sharing insights daily on LinkedIn, 5 minutes each morning, and use that piece of content as the basis for it. Do some basic display ads to promote that content. $500 a month should suffice. Set up retargeting pixels on your website for all major platforms that your customers might use. Days 31 to 60. Consistency. Launch a monthly educational webinar series. You don't even need attendees. Just make sure you record it. Start a simple email newsletter with industry insights. Guest post on one industry publication. Add $1,000 per month in targeted display ads to your exact buyers about your content and webinars. Days 61 to 90. Amplification. Get your leadership team sharing content. Pursue one podcast appearance. Create 3 case studies that tell stories. Sponsor one industry newsletter or event. Continue your advertising. Total investment. About $3,000 per month and 5 to 8 hours per week. Expected return. 25% shorter sales cycles and 30% higher close rates within 6 months. 12. The AI era makes branded content more critical, not less. I have had prospects comment about missing huge opportunities because when a prospect asked the AI engine to list the top 5 vendors for their industry, they weren't mentioned. Not because these prospects weren't good at what they do, but because they had no branded content published for AI to reference. Conversely, companies investing in content and brand awareness are seeing an unexpected benefit. They're being recommended by AI tools. Every article you publish, every helpful guide you create, every problem you solve publicly becomes training data that positions you as an expert in AI's mind. This creates a winner-take-all dynamic. Companies with strong digital brand presence, usually through published content, get recommended more, which drives more traffic, which creates more content, which strengthens their AI presence. It's a virtuous cycle if you're in it, and can be a death spiral if you're not. The window to establish this presence is closing. As AI tools become more sophisticated and buyers rely on them more heavily, being absent from these platforms is like not having a phone number in 1995. You're simply not in business. 13. One last reason. Brand is the secret weapon for talent acquisition and retention. One of the most overlooked benefits of brand awareness is its profound impact on your ability to attract and retain top talent. When your brand is visible and respected in the market, you're not just attracting customers, you're also attracting the best employees who want to be associated with a winning organization. The magnetic effect of strong brands. Companies with strong employer brands see a 50% reduction in cost per hire and receive 50% more qualified applicants, according to LinkedIn's research. Additionally, organizations with positive employer brands experience 28% less turnover than companies with weaker brands. Take Salesforce, for example. Their consistent brand messaging around values, innovation, and employee success has helped them maintain one of the tech industry's lowest turnover rates. The company reports that employees who strongly connect with their brand values are 87% less likely to leave. Brand awareness creates pride and purpose. When employees see their company's brand prominently displayed, whether in industry publications, at conferences, or through thought leadership, it reinforces their decision to work there. Research from Weber Shanwick found that companies with highly engaged employees see their staff act as brand advocates 3 times more often than those with low engagement. A compelling example comes from HubSpot, which invested heavily in content marketing and brand building early on. This strategy not only drove customer acquisition, but also helped them attract top talent. Their strong brand presence meant that 71% of their hires came through inbound applications rather than expensive recruiting efforts. The referral multiplier. Strong brands make employee referrals more effective. When your employees' friends and professional networks already know and respect your brand, they're 3 times more likely to respond positively to referral opportunities. Companies like Patagonia report that 60% of their best performers come through employee referrals, largely because their brand reputation precedes them. The bottom line on talent. Brand marketing isn't just about external audiences. It's about creating an environment where your best employees want to stay and where top talent wants to work. When people see your brand thriving in the market, they see career opportunity, stability, and pride, all crucial factors in today's competitive talent landscape. 14. The uncomfortable truth about your competition. You're likely doing some of what has been mentioned, but without an aligned strategy. Your competitors have been struggling with many of the same issues, but the ones that are pulling ahead of you are having strategy meetings about how to further expand and promote their thought leadership and content. In short, they are looking for new ways to create recognition for their brand. They're not smarter than you. They're just playing a different game, one where the sale happens before the sales call. In 1985, you could succeed by being good at what you do. In 2025, being good isn't enough if nobody knows you exist. 15. The choice is yours. It is a simple choice. Continue fighting uphill battles where every sales conversation starts with "Who are you?" and every RFP response competes against known quantities. Or invest in brand awareness that turns cold prospects into warm leads, shortens sales cycles from months to weeks, and transforms your salespeople from educators into closers. The media landscape has changed. The tools have evolved. Buyers have infinite options and zero patience for unknown vendors. But the fundamental truth remains. People buy from companies and people they know and trust. Zig Ziglar famously said that we buy on emotion and justify with logic. Brand awareness isn't about building a brand for brand's sake. It's about building relationships, emotional bonds, before you need them. Your successful competitors are already doing this. Your customers expect it, and your sales team desperately needs it. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest in brand awareness. It's whether you can afford to remain invisible while your market moves on without you. Thank you for listening to The Million Dollar Mistake, written by Dan Krause. To learn more or connect with our team, visit shiftadvertising.io/contact.